snow that developed across portions of Nebraska and southern Iowa overnight will be shifting to the east and south as we go through the day today through a big part of the Midwest. We expect most of the snow, though, to be less impressive relative to that which occurred in Nebraska overnight. Some of those areas saw 2 to 7 inches of accumulation. We won't see nearly that much in the Midwest, but we will see a few inches, and the precipitation has already worked its way into portions of central Illinois this morning, and we'll likely see it advancing eastward into Ohio as we go through the rest of the day. Most of the accumulations, like I said, will be light, certainly lighter than that of Nebraska, but we'll end up with some areas picking up on anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, and the majority of this precipitation event will get out of the way fairly quickly, and we should see relatively quiet conditions evolving as we move on into the rest of this week. There will be some local accumulations, though, that may get upwards to 4 inches or so, and travel across the region will be hazardous at times, so keep an eye out there for lower visibilities as you're driving along some of the roads. And the temperature bias for the majority of the Midwest here today will continue to be quite chilly. Most areas will see afternoon temperatures in the teens and 20s, with the exception of the Ohio River Valley and parts of Ohio in general, and will likely see 30-degree temperatures in those areas. In fact, quite a few areas right at the Ohio River and southward will probably get up over 40 degrees. But most of the areas that get the snow will be cold enough, obviously, to keep it all in the form of snow. There may be a little bit of wintry mix of precipitation types on the southern fringes of the precipitation event. Tomorrow afternoon, temperatures will probably still be in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest. Some 30-degree temperatures may occur in eastern Nebraska and parts of eastern Kansas, Missouri, and a few areas into the southern parts of Kentucky, but for the most part, it'll still be chilly across the region. We'll look for a warming trend to start kicking in a little bit on Friday and Saturday. High temperatures Saturday afternoon will be in the 30s across a big part of the northern sections of the region, while 40s and 50s occur in many other areas. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see some temperatures over 60 degrees in the southwest corner of Corn Belt country. We'll expect the overnight lows tonight to fall back into the positive and negative single-digit readings across a big part of the western Corn Belt. Areas from parts of eastern Nebraska and northeast Kansas up through northern Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas will all see these temperatures in that range. It'll be a very cold night, but most of the soft wheat areas will be adequately protected by the new layer of snow and that which is left over from the bigger storm system over the weekend. The temperatures in the eastern Midwest will be mostly in the single digits and teens overnight tonight, and we'll likely see single digits and teens still occurring in many areas as we get into Friday morning, but after that, we'll get away from all that and see temperatures mostly running 20s and 30s for lows with a few temperatures over 40 degrees over the weekend. Down in South America, the forecast continues to promote a very good environment for most of Brazil's crop areas. We expect to see timely rain occur in every part of Brazil's key crop production region. Some delay to harvesting is possible, but I wouldn't focus much on that. The heavier rains will be limited to just a few days at a time, and the fieldwork will advance right around it. We'll expect to see second season corn planting as well as some cotton and sunseed planting that will occur as a second crop advance very well across most of Brazil. And the forecast in Argentina looks fairly good as well. It's very dry in the far south, Buenos Aires and parts of La Pampa, but these are the areas that are most favored for rainfall over the next few days, and relief is expected to occur in those areas. The rest of Argentina will see a more limited amount of precipitation and warmer bias temperatures for a while, so net drying will occur, but there's plenty of moisture to go around to carry on normal crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.